this show?
Yeah, let's do
all
it.
By our lonesome?
Yeah.
Welcome to an all new episode of LOL JK, saving the world one topic at a time. I'm one of your hosts, Joy Reinisch.
Oh, I'm Kim.
That oh was Kyle's spot.
Yeah.
It just threw me off.
Yeah.
And Tyler, then Kim threw me off. And I'm Brian.
Kim and I were talking before we started. We're going to keep this a little loosey-goosey, because not only is Kyle not here.
Mm-hmm. Loosey-tidy?
Yeah. Not only do we not have a sub.
Yep.
But we are also introducing a lot of new things this week.
Yeah. I'm like trying to do all of it at once.
So I figure, you know, we at least have the...
So we're going to make this a tight 20 podcast. Yeah. Is that what you're telling me? It's a tight 20?
Well, I mean...
No, listen. We have many things to talk about.
Tight 20?
Because for the last 3 hours here at the house, anytime I've tried to say anything to Joey, he's been like, stop talking. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it on the show.
0% chance I remember any of it.
Literally, four different things I tried to talk about it, and he was like, just stop talking. Don't say anything else. We got to have a good show. Podcast.
We got to have Kant. I have...
Oh, I thought we were just going to talk. We finished watching the first season of The Pit. Can we just talk about The Pit?
Oh, then? Did you?
Yeah.
What do you think of The Pit?
The Pit? Boy.
It's a show, huh?
I think the editors should win more Astro Awards.
I agree with you.
Wow, more Astros around for
so
that
you
one.
Just finished season one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt.
In the middle of my thing?
I know, we're
talking about The Pit.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Did you intro the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We said our names and then you just kept going.
That's what we always do.
You didn't say welcome to the episode, like, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I was just still so freaked out about the lack of Kyle.
It's also a new format. New format,
you
Kim.
You interrupted me to ask if I did something I already did.
I don't remember you doing it.
I said, Lucy fucking juicy.
We're so goddamn sharp tonight.
This is going to be our new thing. We got to make sure we do the show. All right,
let's just start over.
So we have multiple segments to get to this week, and we've kind of teased these a little bit. I talked about them on the show. I just recorded all by myself in the garage for 20 minutes.
This is just a really hot night. Real good, smooth, hot record going on today.
Well, so do either of you want to go? Should we do one of these other segments? Like, what should we do? Let's just rap about it.
Well,
just
first off, I would just like to say
yes.
A quick follow-up from the last episode.
Oh, well, you know, we could go to follow-ups.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's part of our new mailbox segment.
Oh,
why don't we start? Why don't we maybe start with the follow-up?
Okay, did I
Why
talk?
Don't we start with the follow-up?
Oh,
Why don't
I
we
did
start?
It.
Jesus.
Blast from the past.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I had to download it from an episode of a show I used to do and then cut it out of that.
What did we use that in?
It was on the Boxcast.
Okay.
Which predated Explosive Magic Show, which predated this. LOLJK.
Yeah. So
that's 15-year-old jingle at this point. Welcome to the mailbox brought to you by Trucks. Drive them.
Oh.
Beep beep.
We're shortening the mail or the what's it
the
called?
Mailbox.
The sponsor board.
Tired of the mailbox
it's,
already.
It's we're already done with it. No, we're massaging in the sponsors throughout the show.
A little bit.
And a more natural...
I mostly just told Kyle I wanted to keep Trucks because I like it.
I mean,
Trucks is the one.
It's like
that,
the best one.
Yeah.
It has survived since the physical board. And in fact, that picture is a picture of the
board?
Physical board.
Well, I think the reason why it also survives so well is it is the shortest of the sponsors as well, as that always will be the shortest
right
of them.
It.
So mailbox, loljkpodcast@gmail.com. Now, this is something that we used to be very good about and we've kind of fallen away from, but we want to get you guys back into the show somehow. So you can do that by emailing us. You can do that by talking about the show in the Discord, which is the latest episode discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Which we have a couple things to bring up in there. And I think I might have forgotten to like fucking write them. No, I didn't.
We're already on top of our
Lucy,
game.
Lucy Goosey. So let's get to some follow-ups from last time. From Colin in the Discord, fuck frogging. I haven't gotten to episode 247 yet, but just saw the social media post. Kyle, already on point.
Great
with
job
our new,
on the socials.
On new socials.
Socian.
Yeah.
We got clips going out.
Do we got to start calling it a pod?
No.
I don't want to do that.
Not
going to
do that.
Please.
I mean, we don't have to call it a podcast either. I think
cast?
That shows
we call it a cast?
I think
we
call it the show.
Okay. Check out our show.
Check out the show.
We don't say check out our podcast.
No.
Showcast?
Okay. I think we can workshop it. I just don't want to go pod.
No, never go on
pod. Okay, great. No, good.
I honestly walk around my apartment from time to time opening closets and shit just to make sure. And you gotta. Mm-hmm. So
isn't that what Parasite is about, that movie?
Frogging?
Kind of.
Yeah.
A little
kind
bit.
Kind of, yeah.
Didn't come up at all on the podcast.
You're
I was
right,
waiting for a Parasite reference, and there were zero.
But, like, Parasite is the least creepy version of it, because there's, like, a full other house in that house.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, like, Frogging to me is more like someone has, like, burrowed into your wall.
All right.
You know, and, like, made a nest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck that. Heather says, I'll take a dildo quote of the day from Kyle.
Mm.
Zombie Batman Jesus.
I don't either,
but that sounds exactly like something Kyle would
totally.
Say. Zombie Batman Jesus says, go drags from your cup. I had to remind you what you were drinking out of. I knew you wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And also he says, you complain about UFL prices. Well, do I have news for you? And it's a photo of a flyer of someone performing at the halftime show, and it's 50 Cent.
The artist.
50 Cent.
Oh, I thought you were saying something was going to cost you 50 cents.
It's way more than 50 cents, but if you buy two, you get two tickets for 50 cents.
You mean 50 Cent. You mean Fitty.
I don't think I'm allowed. I think it's 50 cents.
50 cents.
I don't think there's an S.
Wait. When I say it, there's an S.
Okay, well, that's wrong.
When you get two tickets, you get two more tickets?
No, no, no. He's 50 just saying, cents. He's just saying you're not just getting tickets to a UFL game. You're also getting tickets to a concert
no.
show.
You get a deal on two more tickets.
For 50 cents.
For 50 cents.
So you buy two full price and you get two more for 50 cents.
Yes.
So you can bring the family.
For fuck's sake. What did a halftime have to do with it?
For the next 50 hours, buy two tickets and get two for 50 cents each.
Jesus Christ. Fucking who's on first over here?
I said what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
So
there's Fitty.
I still don't know what's happening.
He's performing at a UFL or not UFL. Is it UFL?
Jesus Christ,
yes?
Joey. Is it? Oh, fuck sake.
Oh, God. Gift broken. You gave Kim a piece. You just
so
broke
it is 50
down.
Cent performing at the UFL.
Yes.
Game. And you get tickets for 50
yes!
cents.
Yes! That's why it's a 50 cent
fucking
thing.
Keep up.
Jeez,
fuck
Kim.
Me. My brain was going to explode for that. God damn it.
Here's Fitty trying to look cool in his like old ass.
When you got to where you're like, no, you get two more tickets for 50 cents, I thought the whole thing about 50 cent would have been a joke.
Just joking.
No.
And then you showed me the picture and I was like, whoa, now we're back to
from Mr. 50 Cents. Gets you tickets for 50 cents at UFL football. The
it's
show.
It's just confusing.
Well, is it a specific, is it their championship show or is it just a show? I don't know what this is. Game
say.
Match?
It's called the United Bowl 2026.
Okay.
Halftime
doesn't
performance.
Clear it up.
That doesn't. Whatever
like
that
I fucking
is.
No, I'm not Kyle.
It's
this
fine.
Isn't my
it's
shit.
Fine. Move on. Well, we're not. Nobody's going.
Loosey goosey. Not even for 50 cent tickets.
Well, that was only for 50 hours. You got to get the other one in there. 50, 50, 50.
God
oh,
damn
yeah.
it.
So we got a message about some guys from Tales from the Land of. Okay, here's a scene. We open on some young guys at a table rolling dice in a D&D game. One guy's arcana check on a cursed item gets a natural one. Some nerd shit. They get sucked in Jumanji style into the map and are in a dungeon. They are faced off with a group of bandits played by some other guys. After dispatching the bandits, they wander the halls of the dungeon until they reach the heart, a massive demon forge staffed by some other guys, probably the bandits in new makeup. They face off against a 20-foot-tall yellow-skinned demon with horns and fangs, operated by three guys in a giant rubber suit, and defeat it in 30 seconds of low-cost combat action. They are victorious and return to the human world. I am willing to write this and direct this 42-minute episode of the show, Some Guys, or run a one-shot for the gang.
I think he just wrote it.
I think that was it.
That was it. There were also no mummies in it.
He also said, I will pay money for a shirt with the bull ramming the ass of the very surprised bullfighter. I think that would be a pretty good shirt. thank you, Tales from the Land of, longtime listener. We also got a message from Heather R. This is going to be a very Heather R. Forward show.
Okay.
She got a lot of stuff.
She's got a lot of stuff for
it. She's helping us keep it keep it she's keep the coming.
No, I posted a lot of shit in the Discord about the things we're trying to do to revamp the show a little bit. Mm-hmm. She was gung-ho, like, off the gate.
Yeah.
So thank you, Heather, for your support and for also the thing that I'm going to dive into now.
which is
cursed books. And she sent me this email. A couple of months ago, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to download and read on the plane for an upcoming trip. I'm not entirely sure how it happened, but I was reminded of when Colin posted about Conquered by Clippy by Leonard Delaney, and they were on Kindle Unlimited, so the decision was made. Thanks, Colin. I have taken notes. I have included a Google Drive link that includes said notes for each book. I have numbered them so you can see them in order. These are extremely short stories, but oh boy, are they cursed. Shocking, I know. These notes are basically stream of consciousness as I was going along. There's not necessarily a lot of context, and honestly, I think that probably makes it better. Feel free to use this or not. For some hot cont, if it'll be useful, I've completed the first 4 books, covers attached for reference.
And it's called?
It's just...
Covered?
Conquered by Clippy.
Okay, so it's a sex thing about the
about
Microsoft
Clippy. But not all of them.
Okay.
That. So it's
good. I'm glad they branched out.
The first 2 books also had...
I like how Microsoft, when they were working on their latest stuff, was like, oh, you know what everyone loved? How Clippy was always in your fucking way. We should do that with Copilot.
Oh my God.
Because...
Oh my God. Hey. Okay. Just making sure I hit record. Go ahead.
For fuck's sake.
It was blue.
Yeah.
Something was blue up
there. Well, I mean, I'm not used to the blue.
Loosey goosey. Oh my God. It's loosey goosey.
Because the fucking Copilot thing is always in the bottom now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
It's Clippy 2.0.
Here's... On Excel, I literally, like, he was... The Copilot was literally in my way of a thing I was actively trying to do.
Here's
where... In Excel.
Oh, sorry. Am I in your
way?
And
I was so fucking mad. And someone was in my office. And I said something about it. I was like, he's just like fucking Clippy. Get out of the fucking way.
And you're like, see, what's Clippy, you old?
This is where... Basically. This is where I think Microsoft screwed up. Because I've been saying, I'll talk to people at work about it. I think they should have not called it Copilot. They should have just called it Clippy. And then
there would have been nostalgia.
Exactly. And they would have gotten people more into it, like looking at it as like an ironic thing. Yeah. And then like they maybe kind of get into it and like, Clippy's back and now he's all smart and shit. Instead, they call it Copilot and you hate it because you're reminded of the bad things of Clippy.
But you know
that's
what happens?
Very good point.
Is now they can rebrand it Clippy and be like,
well,
got
that would
a
be
new
the smart
thing.
Thing to do because they've already tried the Cortana thing and that failed miserably.
Well, that's they tried doing Copilot. Cortana right when Cortana and Halo was like going rampant and destroying everything.
Yeah.
Like, what
and
the
also,
fuck are you doing?
And also on like the end of the Halo like life.
No one cared.
Nobody
anymore.
Really cared anymore. And they also didn't use the actual actress's voice for any of that stuff. So anyway, I think they fucked up by not calling their one Clippy because I think it could have been a huge marketing thing.
I think that I agree with you. I think they probably know everyone hated Clippy and they're like, we can't go back to that.
Yeah, I think they fucked up. Time has passed.
All press is good press.
It's far enough. Exactly. it would have been hot. It would have been all over the socials.
Yeah. 2000s nostalgia is everywhere.
Oh my God.
It would have just been people getting Clippy to say racist stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and it would have been everywhere. Everybody would have wanted to use him.
Yeah. You can make it talk now.
I mean, we could probably just use AI to do that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, true, yeah.
Can you give Clippy big hooters and have it talk to me?
Look at those bazongas. Oh, no, it's saying racist things again.
So I talked to Heather about this. She did fairly lengthy breakdowns of these 4 books, and there are more than we can go through in the show, but I don't want it all to go to waste. I'm going to post a breakdown each episode to our Patreon. So the first one is called Taken by the Tetris Blocks.
Oh, God.
And again, this is just her stream of conscious going through with some screen grabs of stuff from the book. So I'll look at a couple of these screen grabs.
Good work.
Posted.
Good
work.
Yeah,
this is great.
Is that right? Why are you leaving? Denton is a powerful man, but not a good man. Does not like the blocks. Or wait, does not like blocks. You see all the circles here? He keeps blocks in basement doing menial tasks. When we are capable of much more. It's highlighted. She screen grabbed because it's been highlighted 22 times. You are a beautiful woman, said the block as he detached from the
you
camera.
You are a beautiful woman?
Well, they're blocks.
You are a beautiful woman.
Kim, they're blocks. They're, give their English a break.
This is 40 highlights. Said Block as he detached from the counter and stood up. He was a red Z model with four cubes forming a step shape. It had always been one of her favorite shapes.
Oh my God.
Tetris, like, yelled the I Block as he rocketed between the other blocks and into her.
Oh my God.
Wait.
That's Tetris.
Wait.
Did she disappear?
No.
Yeah.
Was that 85 highlights?
What a turn.
And Tetris! Then,
that fucking good visual.
Yeah.
I think I know what Podsnack will be doing next.
Tetris!
Make sure you get very graphic, Brian.
Oh, boy.
And then the bonus story in the back of this one, which he also read through and included, is Pounded by Pluto. It is a Pluto planet with a giant dong shape.
What does that have to do with Clippy?
I think it's probably like a collection, and the one of them is about Clippy.
Okay, so, yeah. All right.
This is the one that she posted first. So we'll post these for paid patrons. We'll keep it behind a paywall.
Yeah, please keep that.
So if you're truly one of the sickos with us, that you can get on there and take a gander at.
I mean, that's pretty
here.
Sad. Pluto's not even a planet. You don't even get to
it. Is, it's back to being planet status, right?
Is it?
Ooh,
I thought they put it back.
Did they put it back? Can they do
they
that?
They should, because it was my favorite.
Why was it your favorite?
Because it's so tiny.
You can put it in your pocket.
All right. Which one of you guys
which
wants to go next?
Not
wait,
a
well,
planet.
I said I had a follow-up, which is how it got here.
Oh. And also part of the mailbox segment, reviews, five-star reviews on iTunes or anywhere else. We will read it on the air. Now, iTunes is the only one I know how to check with any regularity.
Yeah.
But if anybody posts a five-star review somewhere else and sends it to me, I will know that that is a new place I should check.
iTunes, MyTunes, GuyTunes, LadyTunes,
you know.
Whatever, non-gender tunes.
I did a review in Pocket Cast, which is
You can
app.
Do reviews there?
You can, like, give it star ratings.
Huh.
And it's the only one. So, you know,
this is the one you did.
It's not like they get them from other places. So I think all these separate things have their own. So send it to me so I can find it, and then I will check it after that.
Also, it says Pluto is a dwarf planet. So, like, technically that's a planet, right?
Aren't you supposed to say little person planet?
Official terminology is dwarf person planet.
Okay. Whoa, rude. Just need to update that thing for the times.
Oh boy. They're going to cancel Pluto again now. Now it's back to being a nothing.
A nothing.
It's back to a
nothing
again.
I don't think you're
again.
Supposed to call them that either.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no.
Okay, but wait. I just want to say my follow-up.
Your follow-up.
Yeah. So I got some shit last episode. About
Your cigarettes.
Yeah.
Well, it's Kim's seen a lot of the posts
about
on our socials.
The socials.
Instagram.
Having posted a cigarette. Having
YouTube.
Smoked a cigarette.
Having not smoked a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle went real hard on that.
Yeah. And I just want to say that a lot of people, a lot of other cool people,
fucking
admitted
nerds.
To having never smoked a cigarette. So
who?
Bunch of nerds.
Our friends.
Oh.
Bunch of nerds.
Again, I don't know if you can say that those are cool people.
Well, I am.
Have you seen someone smoke a cigarette that knows how to smoke a cigarette?
I know, we've discussed
so
this.
Cool.
It
looks cool. So cool.
But it's not like that's the only thing you can do to be cool.
Well, it helps.
Smoke two cigarettes.
I don't know if that would look cool.
Depends.
You've seen One Piece.
I don't remember anyone smoking two at once.
Two cigars.
No, yeah.
This is dork shit. We cut that segment from the show. That's
yeah,
not even
well,
part of
it. You brought it up.
Yeah,
because
we're
go
fucking
there.
Dorks. We're not cool. Which one of you guys wants to go next?
I can go.
Kim, here. I haven't really quite honed in on a new jingle song for this one yet.
Okay.
So I got it off of here. Here we go.
Okay.
We're doing jingles between things now?
Fuck yeah dude.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that one, I don't know. We'll probably won't come back.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the final version there.
Kim, take it away. Yeah. What is the topic tip line, Kim?
I got a topic from the tip line.
What is that?
Oh, a tip line topic.
In our Discord.
A TLT?
We got a topic tip line.
A live TLT?
Where you can drop us a
tips.
Link, a little tidbit, something that you think we should talk about
on
the show.
People in the Discord know this show pretty well. They know what mm-hmm. they want and what belongs on the show. Yeah. Every episode, we're going to try and take one of those things from that.
Yep.
This week, it's Kim's problem.
And I did... my problem. My pleasure.
Yes.
I did go back through a handful because it had been a while since we took one from mm-hmm. the tip line. Mm-hmm. And there's some good ones in there. And so the reason I'm saying I did go back and look through several is because I did end up going with the most recent.
Uh-oh.
But I don't want you to think that's because I got lazy about it. I just felt like this was the best one to talk about.
Okay.
The one I wanted to talk about.
What if
I'm bummed Kyle's not here.
Oh, he is. What was that, Kyle?
I'm bummed Kyle's not here because it's pretty horny.
That is a genuine sample from last episode of Kyle thinking faster than he can speak. Because, like, if you listen to the section of the show that is from, he makes that sound and then says something else completely different. So he thought of something in the middle of it, and it twisted them all up.
It's the human embodiment of a tire screech.
Yes. Yeah, this is going to be real funny.
So this is... Oh, did I say who posted this?
No, you did not.
This is from Eggman.
Okay.
And I have... It was just a link to a YouTube, which I clicked on something on accident just now, and it is gone. Sorry. Let me get that back up here. And it's a video that I had seen before. I'm going to guess perhaps you guys have too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
So you maybe haven't seen it in a while.
Is it Chocolate Rain?
No.
Oh, my God.
Macarena?
Chocolate Rain? It's been so long.
I like that that's the first thing you thought of when I was like an old viral video.
That's not really the only one that comes to mind now.
Not the Numa Numa. Yeah.
Got that one.
No, it's not that. Anyways, so it I the clip in and of itself is like really the just the meat and potatoes of what's happening here.
Okay.
And so this is actually edited down from a larger video. This is 3.5 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Okay.
But it really, if you do, it hits a little different because you've just been in there longer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm having trouble keeping all this in my head without knowing what the fuck we're talking about. So what's the clip?
Okay. It's a woman discussing a technique for oral sex.
Okay.
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 On board.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, where's that? Where's that Kyle?
Technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are
She said I believe
grapefruited?
Every man should get grapefruited.
Is that they put cottage cheese on top and
or use one of those pointy spoons?
Yeah, get a spoon of cottage cheese.
Stab it a little.
Just get a little.
Because I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, nah.
Not for me.
Sprinkle some salt and stab it with a tiny spoon.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Nah.
Hard pass.
Right, well, yeah, we'll let her talk for a minute, and I think you'll get the gist, and then I'll skip through some of it, okay?
Okay. Head and fucking him at the same time. No better feeling would he ever get.
How do you do that?
Being grapefruited.
She said it's so like, it feels like
need
that.
To, of course, have a grapefruit.
That, nope.
You want to make sure you get the ruby red, sweeter, it's easier. If you are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now, what you want to do is make sure...
So that's, again,
the sexiest of oranges.
Part of the enjoyment of this is that she's just so, like, no nonsense about it.
Then, once it gets to that temperature, all you need to do is roll it. The reason why you want to roll it is because you want to juice it.
You want to roll it. You want to get it juicy.
The grapefruit. Mm-hmm.
And you actually want to cut one side of that navel off. Now, all of this that you're doing, he will not see any of this preparation because
good.
I'm going to tell you that a little bit.
Because his dick will shrink back inside of him.
Okay, so she's cut off.
Put the knife away.
So she's cutting off both ends of the grapefruit. Okay.
Okay.
And now she's saying cut a hole in the grapefruit.
Do not make it too big. Do not make it too tight. Just approximate. Then what you want to do is you're going to take the knife midway down. And make sure it goes all the way through.
There's too much knife stuff happening.
This is all pre-prep.
It is going inside a little.
It's pre-prep, okay?
You're not doing sound?
That is bad.
That's okay, because you can always squeeze your hands like the muscles of your vagina. And if you make it too tight, all you have to do is take your finger and push.
Are you jerking someone off with a grapefruit?
Now, when you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. Why? You came to the bedroom with a grapefruit. What is your man going to say?
What the fuck is a grapefruit doing in here?
Exactly. That's why you got to be blindfolded.
You don't want any of that. So this is what you do. Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier. I want to suck your dick blindfolded. Your man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some head. You have the grapefruit already prepared under the bed. He smelled the citrus in the
under
air.
The bed?
He thinks you have on some movie toys.
Grapefruit is like hard to fucking hide.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to
do is
she's
pulling out a big dildo
suck
here.
Suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do.
Wait, Jesus.
Whoa.
Wait.
What you're going to do is replace the grapefruit.
What? Is that a vacuum cleaner? What the fuck was that? Jesus.
Like a cartoon character.
She fucking went after that. Did it look as vicious as it sounded, or was it just...
I'll turn it around so you can see a little bit if you would like.
Okay, she does go after it.
Oh, okay.
All right, hide it from the camera. We can't post that
Jesus.
On...
Sorry, you have to blur it out.
Erect, what you're going to do is replace the grapefruit from your mouth. You're going to twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time.
The grapefruit is now on the dick.
Now, ladies, remember, grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay.
Once you're doing this, it feels amazing.
I love that we got a new sound for the soundboard. Holy Lord, that sounds vicious. That thing's going to tear your dick off.
So, like,
none of that sound... first of all, you start with the knife. No, no, thank you.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. You don't know any about that happened, okay? Fair. You're just... You're blindfolded. You don't even know what's going
but
on.
But as soon as I hear a monster slurping down, I'm like, I'm getting out of here.
Well, and then, like,
it
how...
shoots back
also,
inside
how,
my lee.
How quickly are you, like, preparing this? And you gotta microwave it, I'm assuming, to keep it warm or something?
I think you gotta just let it get to room temp.
Yeah, they're okay. Just trying to get it to room temp.
All right,
yeah,
all right. Because yeah. It's like, you're like, I'm gonna suck your dick. And then you hear...
Beep, beep, beep,
no,
beep.
No, no, no. That's part of the prep.
That's all being done beforehand.
Ding.
Yeah, yeah.
That fucking sound is
I know.
Good.
I know. That's I mean, that's obviously the description of the technique already is like wild.
Yeah.
But the sound is what made the video really blow up.
Jesus.
The fact that she's so like no nonsense about it and then just out of nowhere this like demon sound.
So
a woman possessed by dick, she sees it just like even a pretend one. That's the only way she can only go to 100 when she sees one.
I didn't get quite what the technique was.
So once you've cut the hole out of the grapefruit, you do
put
the
that
initial
on.
Demonic dick sucking.
Yes,
to get
and then
the
you
erection,
put,
and then you put the grapefruit
on it
on the dick, and but, so then that
and then you're
is
still a, doing a blowjob.
Yes,
on top
and so
of
that's
the
why she said it's supposed to feel like both things at once because the grapefruit is supposed to. Make it feel like you're actually having sex.
So okay. It's like okay. It's okay. Basically
it's like fleshy around.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
Basically like American pie, but instead of an apple pie, it's just a fucking grapefruit. Basically telling a bunch of teenage boys how to have
fuck
grapefruit.
A fruit. I mean, it feels really like that's something a lot of boys probably figured out.
Yeah.
And she's just like, and then add a blowjob.
She's like,
to
oh,
it.
But if I make it, no, I would do it, put it at the top, and then
so
that.
That went viral sometime in like the early 2000s.
Okay, now are you going to tell us a sad thing that makes this video sad?
No.
Okay.
This she was a
and then she died.
She was a
she was allergic to grapefruit.
Super grapefruit.
No,
allergies.
As far as I can tell, she's
still
doing her thing. Yeah.
Good.
She was a sexpert in the Chicago area and would give seminars and things. And this was from like. A video, like she had videos or whatever that you could buy from her classes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so this was from one of the videos that she made and it's ended up online and stuff. It wasn't like, it was before people were making, like putting all this stuff on YouTube and things like
the
that.
The idea is that your dick goes all the way through the grapefruit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah
is
yeah,
that
yeah.
the idea?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a sheath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, all right.
So I'll
need a pretty big grapefruit then.
So a grapefruit.
So a lot of people already knew about her.
The orange is probably closer. You might want to go orange. You might not have the left over.
Okay, all right. A cutie. All right, it's a cutie.
It's a cutie.
You're cutting out a small hole. like, you're still cutting the hole out that is the appropriate size of the flesh of the
grapefruit.
Yeah,
but you need to get all the way through
it. Through it and get the other side.
You're saying that that's going to be a problem.
Grapefruits are fat.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can use watermelon.
This came, this occasionally will, like, come back up, I feel like. Clearly, you guys have never seen the video.
No.
I had seen it before. Also, the movie Girls Trip that came out a handful of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, you know, middle-aged women going out in New
Getting
Orleans.
Getting a little crazy.
Yeah. And there's a scene where Tiffany Haddish, I think, does this.
Oh.
Like, not to a guy. She's explaining it to the other girlfriends on the trip. Because Jada Pinkett Smith has, like, I don't know.
She's allowed to be in movies?
This was a little while ago.
Oh.
Is getting back in the scene or whatever, and she's...
She's getting her groove back.
My memory is that she's talking about how it's a lot of work and that, like, some of the men are big and she doesn't know, like, she's not sure she wants to deal with it.
Okay.
And, like, getting back out there and stuff. And so then Tiffany Haddish is like, well, you should just grapefruit them. And they're all like, what? And they're at the breakfast table and she's like, yeah. And there's like a bowl of fruit and she does it just like the lady in the demo video. And she's like, you cut off the ends and you do this. And she takes a banana and she, like, sticks it through. And she's like, and it takes a couple of inches off the base of the thing, so it's not so much for you. And she's like, really going at it. And she's like, oh, and you choke a little bit, makes him really feel like a man. And so it was like a big scene in that. And a lot of people knew the reference. And, like, that was a big thing.
That's fun.
But
had never heard of it. Well, that's, again, great topic for an audio medium.
I thought so.
That was amazing.
The last thing I wanted to say is I read an article from, like, Men's Health, maybe, where a guy was like, I wanted to try it. I thought I should try it.
Yeah.
And so he did, and he reported back, and he said it's, like, a novelty thing, obviously,
okay.
And that it was really messy.
Yeah,
because the grapefruit was very juicy,
mm-hmm.
But that it was quite enjoyable.
All right.
He said that the grapefruit felt really good.
You know what?
I mean, sure.
In terms of, like, weird sex stuff, usually that ends up with things smelling worse.
Yeah.
He
said the girl said it wasn't, like, overly grapefruity and that it kind of tasted like what LaCroix wants to taste like.
So it's pamplemousse?
Yeah.
LaCroix.
Pamplemousse. It's like a blowjob.
It's like a dick soaking in your LaCroix.
It's like a dick soaking in grapefruit.
It's a dick and grapefruit.
Try pamplemousse.
It's a marinated dick. It's a dick marinated in juice. Pamplemousse.
What is that? What's the aftertaste of grapefruit and a penis?
Mm. Semen? So refreshing.
So anyways, thanks Eggman for that one.
Yeah,
that's good tip.
I'm glad
line.
You guys hadn't seen that. And
no,
I can
no.
really surprise you with the sound there.
I'm curious if Kyle had. I feel like
he probably has.
I'm glad he's gone. Well, you know what it's time for? I think it's time to
what's that?
Oh.
It's time for the Brian.
Look, it's got a dick in it, Joey.
Some prop
Did
works.
You know that?
No.
Those two little balls were just hanging off the edge there.
It's time for the Brian bucket.
Now that's a fine visual joke for an audio medium.
Yeah. Well, again, you can find us on YouTube. The show is video recorded. I have something we can talk about after this to give another incentive to go to the to the video. But we have the Brian bucket, which we've been doing every episode, lots of topics in here where we want you to send us some to add to it. But from here on out, we are going to rotate this thing around. So it's not always going to be Brian's problem. This episode still is this week. Oh, yeah. I already did the graphic.
It's my name.
Okay, sorry.
Don't take this from me.
I can't see the graphics.
Don't
from
take
here.
This from me, Kim.
Did you like?
Sorry.
Isn't my sound like
the slide was a little lengthy?
I think it adds some like good,
but
like,
I liked it.
Anticipation.
Yeah. No, that's good.
I didn't realize what was happening at first. It's just a little long.
You need an end.
I was like, okay, I guess a slide whistle, and then I found one. I'm like, that's so fucking long, and it didn't look for any more.
Too long. Gotta use it.
Put it on the screen.
Use every bit.
Brian, what is your topic?
This past week, it was feats of strength.
Yep. Feats of strength.
Feats of strength. Feats of strength. Yeah, okay. Feats of strength. Strength, 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 strength.
And we'll be Echo. Adding a couple to this at the end here.
Are we going
to,
we're doing, oh yeah, because we did it afterwards. So anyway, feats of strength. I decided to go with what I felt like is one of the strongest forces out there.
Uh-huh.
As we all know and Love. Can say together, the strongest force out there is, of course,
magnets.
Mother Nature.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty close.
So bad. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Kim didn't join in, but that's fine.
I thought that, to be honest, I thought you
yes,
screamed.
Yes, ending.
I thought
yeah,
that,
whatever. It's
I
fine.
I thought that you screamed magnets, Brian, and I was like, well, it's over now.
Oh, I missed it.
Also magnets. We could use magnets in a lot of things. That's the nice thing about magnets is they... Nobody knows how they work. We don't
exactly.
know how they. We don't know. They could be.
They
anything.
Wrote a song about. We don't even know. How they work.
We don't even know how they work. So this feat of strength comes from us, courtesy of Mother Nature, as a this animal is working to save London.
An animal.
An animal.
A fatberg.
A fat.
That's not an animal.
A fatberg.
That's pretty much an animal.
Like an iceberg.
No,
yeah, like a fatberg.
Oh, sewer. Like in the sewer. Yeah. Yeah. Not far off.
An animal that's going to save London.
It is related to water.
Is it like, oh, okay, well, never mind.
Because it is in the fatberg sense. It is kind of related to it.
An
no.
eel.
No.
Oh, is this one of those things where like they introduce a bunch of dogs to get the cats?
It's kind
like one
of, kind
like,
of, yeah.
We're going to take a thing that's like kind of sucks. And
is it like a type of fish?
No.
No, you said related to water.
But it's related to water.
A really
Anything
wet
else?
Cat.
A goose.
I'll say this. It's also kind of related to Kim's topic.
A grapefruit.
Blowjobs?
A beaver.
I get it. Bit of a stretch, but I get it.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Brian bucket. It's a bit of a stretch in general.
It wouldn't be a stretch in Brian and I's case.
Hey-o. Yeah. Wait. Don't act like you're better than us, Kyle. Oh, so cool over there.
So how are beavers going to save London?
They are reintroducing them because they're pretty much extinct from a lot of places in Europe. And but they're reintroducing them, and they're building dams to stop flooding.
Not
so
the beavers.
Are beavers mostly extinct from a lot of places in Europe because they were overhunted?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes, of course. And now
for
they're
their teeth?
For their pelts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they look good in hats.
Yep.
As hats.
I don't think that's why. Oh. I think they were making like
love me a
coats
beaver
and
hat.
Furs out of beavers.
I had a fake. Oh, no, that was a one. Raccoon hat. I'm really mixing them up here.
Well, that's why they had to come to the New World. They had to come to the New World to trap
saying,
all of them. And they're like,
see
they don't
many people with a big beaver tail on their hats.
Just slapping them on the back. The guy at the store said I was the only one to see him pull it off.
Feels like you're getting positive affirmations all day.
That's how they had to come to the New World. They killed all the beavers for hats. And like, I guess there's these things, raccoons. Close enough. That's ridiculous. Who wants to wear that? Who wants that kind of tail? It's not slapping anything. You barely feel it. It's like a nice tickle on the back. No,
yeah,
thank you.
I want to feel like I have support.
whatever's hitting me in the back needs to give me a mild concussion whenever I run. Please.
They never made beaver hats, did they?
I don't know.
Couple teeth on the front, big pelt in the back, or big tail in the back.
It's just the like... hats from hundreds of beavers. It's just that giant
That's
hat.
What I was thinking, but then forgetting that was a raccoon still.
No, those are beavers.
Not his hat. It's a raccoon.
Yeah, it is.
I thought, what does he wear? Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
The raccoon tail.
That's right. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
He did the exact same thing, only he didn't say it out loud. Which makes him seem like he's less stupid.
Do the Kyle thing. There you go.
I thought that I said because they were hunted. He's like, yeah, and you just for their hats.
Look good
for the beaver
hats.
To take the hats off the beavers, not to turn them into hats. It's a little effect. Beavers back in the 1800s wore hats everywhere.
I want those beaver hats. It's just they're skull or their scalps.
Yeah.
Like a little yarmulke.
Like a toupee of beaver.
And of course, the richest people only wear the freshest of beaver hats.
Yes,
so they're walking around like little bits of like beaver blood dripping down onto their foreheads.
Yeah, oh, they look my. So good.
Oh, Penelope, you look so, the talk of the town. The talk of the walk. She's coming. It's Penelope's season, and she's coming out. And look at her in a beautiful, fresh beaver hat.
She smells so bad.
Ugh. That would smell really bad.
Get her out of here. I don't want her here anymore.
The Westerston Shires would be so happy to have Penelope.
Ugh.
Penelope's got a smelly beaver.
Looks real good, though.
Looks
but
so good.
Stinks so bad.
Smells awful. No, thank you.
Beaver stinks like shit.
That's why they had to go to the New World. They had to find something else.
Raccoons, yeah.
Raccoons.
Okay, anyway.
They went to trash pandas instead.
They brought beavers to England.
They're damming up some streams that are causing heavy flooding, and then also reintroducing marshlands.
So
it's like
them
creating
for
new
slave
marshlands.
Labor?
Mm. Yeah.
No, basically. They're just letting them do what they do.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. They're just like, go do it. And then they're like, oh, hey, by the way, while we're here saving you from being flooded and creating all these new marshlands for new biodiversity, we're also breeding like motherfuckers because all of our natural predators have also
gone.
Been hunted to the extinction.
So are they like, did it get out of control already?
It depends on who you ask. Oh. So like in some parts of the city, they're like, they're happy
next.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're happier, but like out in the country where the farms are getting flooded and shit now, they're like, yeah, it's not great, but I guess the tourists are coming to see the beavers, so that's something. It's because people are like going on trips to go and see these beavers now and check them out.
So they brought the beavers so that not as much water would get into the city.
Mm-hmm.
And not thinking about the fact that that meant water would back up on the other side of the dam and cause problems just somewhere else.
No. It's not like that. It's
That's
like,
not our problem, though.
It's more of, it's where they're going to, where they're being introduced in like more rural areas are causing flooding and farmlands and stuff. The stuff in the cities and stuff is actually, it's working well because it's stopping like the overflowing from areas that
right, but
don't
that's
need
what I'm
to
saying,
and reintroducing wetlands.
What about introducing?
Introducing.
Is that cleaning
that
them
shop
out?
That's in Scotland where all of the animals are pissing everyone off.
No, I was
he was trying
more...
to make a douche joke.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. I got that. But
I think what we're all kind of coming. I think we're all coming to the same conclusion,
which is
it's time to bring in the beaver hats.
That's right. We have to reintroduce.
We need to reintroduce
hunting
the
them now.
Yeah. Yes.
Now that they've the come cycle, back and are flourishing.
The circle. It's we just come back to where we were before.
Exactly.
Now we make the hats fashionable and nice.
The downside is we don't have any more like land to go and like pillage the natural resources from anymore. I mean, as easily.
I
suppose
work.
You could. I mean,
there's
trying.
Plenty of places to
I guess
pillage.
There's places.
I just need a grapefruit. I can make it work with a beaver.
I'll lure him over here. Hey, beavers, I got something for you.
You ever been grapefruited?
Beaver. So let's give Kyle the bucket next, since he's not here. But
that sounds fair.
Let's draw out a new topic before we put in these new.
Oh, you got some ones to add.
Some additions, yes. Okay. Again, you can help us add to the bucket. Please add to the bucket.
All right, so Kyle's getting the bucket next time.
Kyle's got the bucket.
What is Kyle's topic next time?
Oh, boy. Carlos Santana.
Ooh.
What a good one.
That's a good one.
Why are you? Oh, you're afraid he's going to call him, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tune in next time. We might have a phone call from Carlos Santana.
Oh, man, talk about bringing old jingles back.
He might have changed his number.
I don't think he would have done that to us. There's no way. He would tell us if he changed his number.
Would he?
Yeah.
He would let us know. He's our bud.
But we are going to add to the bucket this time, also courtesy of Heather R. Again,
are you
stepping up her
like
game.
Right now? Or?
Yeah. I'm going to need you to write them.
I don't have any index cards.
Well, find some.
I mean, I know where some are in the house. Can
okay,
we just
well,
do it
here,
after
yeah,
the fact?
Here, make
take our word for it?
Make a note of these.
Okay.
We're going to add... two from Heather.
Okay. Wait, is there a pen? I got a pen.
Do
you
I need
want me
to
write
you
it down?
To put who?
We just need the cards
I got
themselves.
It. I got the. Oh, okay. I got it.
The first one, Built Weird.
Built
weird.
Weird.
Okay.
And the next, and I really like this one,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Soup Adjacent.
Yeah, ooh. Soup Adjacent. I remember that one. Yeah. I saw that one, and then I also very much liked Soup Adjacent.
Yeah, so we will add those to the bucket, and they will show up on a future episode.
I don't think
episode.
That I spelled adjacent right, but whatever.
Well, you're the one
I know what it means.
You're the one who reads
well,
them.
Why don't you
there,
ask
so.
Clippy, too, a.k.a. Copilot.
I don't actually have AKA any of that shit on my AI. Phone.
I see you're trying to spell adjacent.
Adjacent, huh?
Did you mean adjective? You like, no, I fucking didn't.
Did you mean adverb?
You seem kind of tense. What's wrong with you? You want to talk about it?
No.
You should probably
not,
kill yourself.
Not now with
I'm
you.
I'm a chatbot.
hey, have you? Hey, I got maybe. All right, there's a grapefruit over there. Do you want to
shove it on my clip?
Do you want to really? Clip? Do you want to clip me? Do you want to give me some clip?
Hey, give me some good clip.
Give me some
over
good
here.
Clip over here.
Oh my god!
It's a grapefruit.
Press it against the screen. Oh, that's the good shit.
It's all for the keys.
Clippy like that.
It's gonna be sticky forever. Now.
I see you're. Are you trying to turn me on? Let me help you with that. All right. Next up, a new segment that may or may not recur based on how today is going. It's not looking good, but we're going to try it anyway. Kyle and I had talked about this. There is something called Google Trends. Now you can go, anyone can just go to Google Trends and be like, hey, Google, what are people looking for?
Oh yeah. This will be a good time capsule moment. So people
will
really know.
I was
this
thinking
evergreen.
About this though. Don't we need to try and predict what the trends are going to be a week from now or something?
Loosey goosey, we're keeping it fluid. I think
let's see how it goes.
Everyone is going to get their stab at trends. You can treat trends however you want.
Okay.
But this is for the SEO.
Right.
Let's be clear.
That's what I'm saying. By the time the show goes up, trends will have moved on.
They probably will, but for me in particular, I'm going to be skipping a handful of things that are probably always going to be there. And that is.
Oh, yeah.
Sports team versus sports team.
Yeah.
Sports team winner. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, like there's always going to be those things. Why? But today, when I checked.
This is mostly, I think, why Joey kept shutting me down.
Yes.
On conversations.
Okay. Because of the trends. And
I would like to just point out, I'd just like to take a moment to say that today I was working, so I have like no fucking idea what's been going
okay,
on.
Okay. Well,
anything.
Don't worry, Brian. We got you.
Please news me. News me some trends.
And I don't have a jingle for trends yet. I did find three old jingles I made. Let me play them for you right here real quick.
See if we want to pick
one.
Can we
pick one
of these?
Live?
Yeah,
okay,
here we go.
Okay. I remember this.
Wait, that was a little quiet. Let me do it again. Option one. Option two. That one's pretty good.
That one's pretty good. I like the future-y feel of it.
Yeah, yeah. How about this one?
So sounds like some weird like knockoff Seinfeld.
Yeah, it definitely
shit.
Is.
I think we'll go with that one. You're right. Anyway, trends.
We're trying to be timely, so you know.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So right when I went and checked today, of course, you know, we have a piece of shit in charge of everybody, so someone just tried to shoot him again. So, of course, that's taking over the trends page.
White House shooting.
Jesus Christ. And then next...
I don't know if you knew, Brian.
I
You know how you could know? You just listened to trends.
Hey, I know. I did see something about it as like a quick headline, and like it popped
it's
up.
It's barely a news story at
it
this.
It really was because it was like it popped up on my phone. You
it
know,
wasn't
like,
even on New York Times.
Yeah, you know how like you know wow. how like on your phone sometimes you'll just get like a news update of a story. It was like that. I was just like swiped it away. Yeah. I literally was just like, what the fuck? I got other shit. I got to
barely
a blip.
So anyway. That is, of course, taking up a lot of variations on that.
Yeah.
So all of the stuff that could have been interesting has been replaced by that. And then Knicks versus Cavaliers.
Sports!
I thought you said you were skipping those.
I'm just saying, these are the things that I'm skipping. But then there was one...
But you do have to see it, still say it, so the SEOs and the AIs pick up on it.
Yeah. So
talk about, how about this, say NBA playoffs.
I don't know if those are on there.
That's Knicks versus Cavs.
Oh, okay.
He's saying just say
I
that.
Keep general.
NBA playoffs?
There you go.
Sports team?
It keeps it open enough that like in 2 weeks, there's still going to be an NBA playoffs.
I will say this one has a good spike here today. And this is why I told you to be quiet.
Okay.
Because I found out that there is someone named Kyle Busch
who
died today.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that is or what had happened or what he was, why he was ill, whatever. But... the subject that is trending, and based on where the fans are coming from, it makes total sense. Uh-huh. Trending, what is sepsis?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Guys.
200,000, almost as much as White House shooting. What is sepsis? Oh, it's NASCAR fans.
Jesus.
So anyway.
Well,
a great news day. Trends!
Did you know?
Trends!
They said he got sepsis from a severe case of pneumonia.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, we don't need to talk about that. So, okay. What else we got?
What is there a positive trend? I mean,
there's never going to be a positive trend.
Besides NBA playoffs.
No, the next
Travis Kelsey.
Next up on trends, Brian, chemical explosion pending.
Oh, that was on here?
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Yeah, chemical
explosion.
You know
about that one,
right?
Yeah,
that one I know about. Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to talk about that one.
That's fine.
That one's a little closer home. I feel like I should know about that one.
All right, guys, give me a category. Let's make some lemonade here. We got this is everything in the United States.
Okay,
but I can change it to a category.
Okay,
so we got autos and vehicles, beauty and fashion, business and finance, climate, entertainment, food and drink,
food and drink.
Ooh,
food and drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
there's only two things there.
Oh, okay.
Let's find out what they are.
Food and drink heavy day.
It's a food and a drink. If it's not
a food,
if it's not one of each, it's bullshit.
Okay, so the first result. Pizza Hut classic locations.
Okay.
I was trying to find that out the other day. It's because of me.
Kim just spent 8 hours just nonstop being refreshed.
They're
refresh.
Remodeling a certain amount of Pizza Hut locations across the country
to look
like the old ones.
Oh, nice.
Complete with a salad bar and the Tiffany lights and the red plastic cups and arcade cabinets and everything.
They're trying to get those millennials.
I want to go. Where are they doing
they
this? Yeah. Couldn't find it.
Well, no. Pizza Hut classic locations. That's why that's there. I had no idea.
Doesn't mean the answer is going to be there.
I mean, there, you click it, and then there's articles.
Now I got to find out. That does cover food and drink, though. You got those red cups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring back vintage
Pizza
vibes.
Pizza Hut
Fox News.
News.
Pizza Hut brings back vintage vibes as franchisees embrace nostalgic makeovers.
Yeah, we're not going to read all this right now. It's not going to be easy for you to find.
I already
looked.
But then the other thing in the food and drink sections is steak.
That's a staple. That's probably just like always there.
LOJK brought to you by
steak.
Eat it.
That's a tent pole.
Yeah. And it dwarfs the Pizza Hut classic search location by about 3,000.
And it always will. Oh. It always will.
People just search
steak.
Just the word steak?
I bet the Venn diagram between people looking for steak and sepsis is a circle.
I thought you were going to go Kyle Busch there.
It's just
okay,
a circle.
Give me one more category. We got health, hobbies and leisure, jobs and education.
Hobbies and leisure.
Okay. There's a category called other, just saying.
Oh. Mm. Mm. No, we got to save something. We got to save something for next time.
Well, it'll
be
something
new
different.
Time. I mean, steak will always be there. But
steak will always be there.
We
got to
check next time. That
we do.
Sure.
If it is, oh boy,
we will
have fucking found something.
We got to find the streak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know most of these hobbies and leisure. Emotional support animal. Dubai.
Dubai getting dubombed.
Giro d'Italia.
What?
Did you know what that is?
No. Apparently.
Something in Italy?
This is, again, searches in the United States.
Huh.
This is a Bayshore Marathon, supermarket, and San Diego Zoo.
Weird. Huh.
That's our trend.
Is there a new animal at the San Diego Zoo?
Pandas.
Are they back?
Yeah.
Oh, do they have a
pandas
baby
are
or
back,
something?
Baby.
Pandas are back, baby. Pizza Hut. Pandas. Everything's
steak.
Coming back. Steak.
Yeah.
Grapefruits.
What a time to be alive.
Woo!
I fucking finally giving me something to live for. Steak
They're
and pandas
They're bringing back
pizza.
All the good things from before.
Oh, it turns out everything used to be better. Weird. But you know what it's time for?
No, I don't, because there's all new segments now. I'm very puzzled.
You know, I have talked about, we do have a video of this show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wanted, encourage people to go to the YouTube.
By the way, before we came out here tonight, Joey was like, that's what you're going to wear for the podcast?
Oh, ouch.
I know.
Damn.
Well, that was I only said that because she saw stills from the videos of her getting made fun of for not smoking, and she's like, "Oh, that's what I look like."
Yeah, but like I told him, I was talking about the face I was making.
That's her face. She can't do anything about that.
That's
Joey.
What she said.
That's just her face.
I don't have a problem with
that's
it.
That's what I said.
I like her face. I'm still here.
Kim, you have a fine face.
Your face is fine.
You have a fine face.
That's what you say about
if he said anything more than that,
Joey,
I'd beat him up.
You'd have to fight me.
Yeah, he knows.
There's a fine line, and it can be only the
and
word
it's a face.
When you talk about somebody else's wife, you have to say fine.
Adequate.
You have an adequate. You have a face.
You know what? It's pretty symmetrical. It's pretty symmrical.
Not that much, really.
No, one of her eyes doesn't open as much as the other.
Trying to give her a fucking compliment, Joey.
Well, make one that is not obviously a lie.
Okay. Well, you're right. It's well, I said kind of. Yeah, okay. Or I didn't say like exactly.
At a glance, it's symmetrical.
Whenever I glaze past your face, it seems symmetrical.
Is
I don't know.
Nagging? Am I nagging?
No, it's just
No, we're just being dicks.
Yeah.
No, just being dicks. It's fine.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what nagging is also, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I love you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Baby, I love you.
What's your fucking thing?
Head to our YouTube channel. I'm going to try to be good about having a question that I would love for you all to answer on our YouTube in the comments.
Oh.
But I thought for this first one, we would make it visual.
Oh. Okay.
So I have two.
So people have to go. So yeah. And now everybody answer this question. What is this? And then just show it and just be like,
you're not
that's
far
how
off.
To get people to watch.
You're not far off. Okay. The question is, I have two images and I would like you to tell me which one you like best.
Just A or B.
And would you say?
Yeah. We'll just get through this quick because
just like
it's
a
visual.
Tip jar vote.
Yeah. So okay. Do you like this one?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm. Head to our comments again. Here's this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Head to our YouTube, Explosive Magico. You can find the link.
Can I see
this one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is this one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that one again.
That one.
Mm.
I think I like that one.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Well, don't tip the vote.
I'm just saying that. Yeah. You know, it's a tough call.
Yeah. You can find a link to our video version of the show at loljkpodcast.com if you can't spell Explosive Magica, which I barely can.
That's a rough one. That's always been a choice.
That's my bad. But we should probably
we can rebrand. If fucking Facebook can turn to Meta, why don't we just rename to Meta?
Also Meta.
Also Meta.
Well, apparently Facebook's not in use.
Meta too. What was it?
They
build
on
Facebook's
Facebook?
Not in use.
There's
going to be
a lot of branding
now.
For that. Yeah, but then there's a lot of baggage.
Yeah, I mean, we got that anyways.
Yeah, we got baggage. You don't think we got baggage?
Hey, anybody using Twitter?
Ooh. No.
Oh, shit. We should just call ourselves Twitter now.
Just a thought.
Go to twitter.com. .com. It's twitter.com.com. Nobody's really using good. It.
No, that's true. I mean, I'm sure we can get it for a song at this point.
We could just make our names a symbol, like Prince, just an ASCII symbol.
Come to ampersand.
I think that maybe is not fixing the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We have a sponsor board.
An unspeakable word.
It's not actually a word. It's more just some characters.
Yeah.
We have a sponsor board that normally is Kyle's purview, but I am taking over the sponsor board this week. And we are going to shorten the segment a little bit. I'm changing Kyle's segments without him here.
So it's time to do
what
it.
Happens.
Yes, just so we don't, you know, run for another half hour after the show's done.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to get rid of the magic entirely because, of course, we're going to talk about first the best sponsors of the show, and that is our patron sponsors.
Of course.
You can go to patreon.com/loljkpodcast and sign up for $0. And at the $0 tier, not only will you be able to see the postings of this episode and the video version of it, but you will also get Movies on Tape. And that is a free chapter by chapter podcast of a movie that I'm reading the junior novelization of. Currently, it is The Mask.
I wish you would have called your own segment the wrong thing.
Books on Movies on Tape.
There's a lot of things I'm juggling right now. It's very
possible. It would have been great.
The Mask, right now, we are nearing the end of Stanley's journey. If you would like to join, it is also just a way that you can, you know, keep up to date on new things that we're doing. We'll use the Patreon occasionally to reach out to people, you know, along with our socials and whatnot. But the people who are paying us, Jason Z.
Yay!
Heather R.
Yay!
And also Scott W. and Zombie Batman Jesus.
Yay!
Thank so we have
big sponsors.
We have our big sponsors,
mm-hmm.
and then we have our littler sponsors, but they're still sponsors. So I did put four in this episode.
Our Pluto sponsors.
Our dwarf sponsors. Oh, we can't call it little people sponsors, please.
So we appreciate very much all you either. Still sponsoring this show and keeping
we'll come
us
up with something better.
Yeah.
Keeping us going. I do need to buy a new microphone stand, so I will gladly take your money and do that soon. If you can see here, it's
falling down.
Yes, I have it propped up on the windscreen right now, which is why it doesn't fall.
Can't you just like tighten some shit up there?
I would have thought so.
You think?
Doesn't it seem like you should have to buy a whole new stand for one?
I will try again.
Loosey goosey screw.
I will try again, but I'm pretty sure last time I did it, I tightened something and it still did this.
Hmm.
So I will try again. But
okay. Should get a series of ropes and pulleys to hold it up.
Yeah.
Attach it to it.
Yes, and
then you have like a bunch of levers that you pull to like get it closer and further away. Wizard of Oz.
What is that?
The Wizard of Oz. He's wizard.
I found the one sound effect they asked me not to play when I did do sound effects, and it'll
the long pee.
It'll piss as long as I'm holding this button down.
Oh my gosh!
When you let go, does it stop or does it like to a stop?
Oh yeah, no.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not done.
But now it's gonna start over again.
Yeah.
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 That's like you cut it off in the middle. Yeah. Anyway, I have the long pee back at our disposal, guys, just so you know.
Great.
I thought we were trying to get more people to listen to the show.
We are.
Oh, okay.
This is like we're breezing through the show now.
That is true, yeah.
All right.
All we have to do is not have Kyle here.
Middle of the afternoon today, one of the kids asked me if they could pee outside.
Again?
Yes.
That's two weekends in a row.
But
and I was like, no.
This is an exhibitionism thing starting.
I was like, he was like, can I pee again? And I was like, yeah, in the toilet. And he like looked at me and I was like, I want to pee right here, all grinning. And I was like, no, go inside and pee. This is the kids that wouldn't piss in the ocean. Can I remind you?
I pee out there nightly.
They know. They smell. They smell Joey's scent. They're trying to take it over.
You better not tell me where it is or I'm going to pee on it. It's my yard.
It's mine now. Oh, look at me, Dad. Oh,
it's mine.
It's mine now.
Get him out of here. All right, let's go to our sponsor. Oh,
what?
Shit, that's embarrassing. That picture shouldn't be there. Okay, well, if you're watching the video of this, just skip past that and we'll go to the next. That's not the right
Why
sponsor.
Is it still there? Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about
it's
it.
So
there
long.
We go, I got okay. rid of it. Okay, whoops, my bad. The sponsor of the sponsor board, I would like to tell you all about the company. I think it's All Yang. Let me look it up again.
What?
We are sponsored by Vamp.
We're talking about things
wrong.
And jokes.
What?
Always wrong.
Like always wrong.
OYSRONG. We are sponsored by the company Always Wrong. They make two full Amazon cart pages of wigs, as well as this novelty apron of a guy fucking a sheep.
Oh my god. What kind of wigs?
Really nice ones.
Beaver shaped ones.
Page after page of wigs and this apron.
Like real wigs?
Yeah.
Not like joke wigs?
No.
What?
Fucking look up Boys Wrong.
That's okay.
It's top shelf stuff.
It's going to be in my Amazon history now anyways.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're
it's
always it.
Wrong. Always wrong's always along. Always.
Whoa.
Always wrong all the time.
Always wrong's
all
never
the time.
Wrong.
Always wrong all the time.
So if you want to look like you have muscly abs and that you're fucking a sheep while you're cooking on the grill, pick a flavor.
I have got the apron for you.
I have the singular apron for you.
Father's Day is coming up, moms.
Ooh, it sure is.
Along with any color hair you want.
Father's Day's coming up, moms. You get him the apron, you get a wig, and you get a grapefruit. Look out.
Oh, my gosh.
We are also sponsored by Joey's Crisis Corner, which is old podcasts. which we are talking a lot about today. Turns out when you do a show for about 15 years, you kind of need to spice it up once in a while. Mm. And I think we've done just that. So thank you for joining us on this new version of LOL JK. Let me just transfer back to the main version of the show. Look at that, short and sweet.
Wow, I'm confused and scared that sponsors are now done.
They're done already.
I did another thing that came up that Joey told me not to talk about. I'm guessing because this was his crisis, which he didn't really elaborate on.
We can keep talking about it.
But
I just wanted to remember to go back to
it. He was talking about having all of this record. And I was like,
the record.
And he was saying, you know, like, but I probably won't ever go back to all of it. And I was like, well, never. You're never going to listen to all of it.
Yeah,
and he was like, yeah, well, maybe like when I'm old and die, and I'll be like, I want to remember the good times or something like that. And I was like, oh my gosh. But just imagine.
It's just Brian reading on air the whole time. God damn it.
But I told him, I was like, just imagine.
I'm so glad he died 50 years ago.
All of
them. Oh God, he was the first. In your last breath, your last words were, "Glad he was the first."
I just said, imagine all of the things that could potentially be the last thing you hear before you die, if this is what you're listening to.
I think we know exactly what it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I think this will be a fun thing to have for us, because at some point, apparently, you just become a prude. Like when you get old.
Yeah. You don't have to.
I mean, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
But I feel like olds.
Yeah.
Like not our parents.
I think our parents just got confused.
Not even our parents. I mean like older than our parents. Like our grandparents.
I think that they were always prudes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You think that's just not something that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're millennials, man.
Yeah, but we're going to be like. Yeah, blowjobs are fine. And then like new kids are going to be like, oh, they talked about blowjobs on the air and they like thought people would want to hear them talk about blowjobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody does it anymore. Who's
grapefruits
anymore?
Cool
oh, gross.
We all apple core now.
All the old people are so disgusting.
Yeah.
So
they're waving their sex about.
Everything goes in circles, you know?
That's true.
It's all cyclical.
Well.
Prudes will be back in fashion.
I'm just curious if what the day our children find out about this podcast and listen to it.
I mean, the kids obviously here know that we're doing the show.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And they've seen me work on it. They've seen the video.
They've heard us before.
And they've heard Kyle say fuck like 10 times in a second.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I should do this later. But like, they don't know what the things we talk about are.
Yeah, of course.
But they will.
They will.
Or they won't. Or they won't give a shit.
No, I was trying to think because like there is no, I can't think of an equivalent of it.
I don't think there's never been a time in history where people have. I mean, there are people like journals,
like reading your
like,
parents' journal.
Yeah, it'd be
or
the
like
closest.
Letters or something
but that,
like
that's
that.
So like it's
this
such
is a new problem.
Yeah, the journal is such a there's so many ways to really read what the words even are saying. Like if it's probably not well written.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But this is made, in theory, for other people to hear it. So it's like people have heard it, whether or not the kids want people to have heard what their parents have said.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it is now out there
for
someone else to find. But look what this guy's parents did. They talked about blowjobs and grapefruits. Can you fucking believe it? And then some new swear word that's invented yet, like... trait or something like
that. Oh, dude, you can't say that. You can't say Joey, that's not your word.
He's so trait.
Joey, that's not your word, man. You can't say that.
Yeah, I can too. It's not invented yet.
You just invented it.
I terminated trait.
You created and destroyed it in the same moment.
I said it and it's not cool now.
Created and canceled it.
Yeah.
Good job.
R.I.P. New square word trait.
Put out the pasture.
It's spelled with an 8. Too.
Like,
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, kids aren't gonna know how to spell, so it's fine.
Look at this traitor tot. A little traity.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
Okay. Now it is feeling
a little heartache.
Now it's feeling a little racist. Yeah. I don't know against what or who, but kind of feels that way.
I don't know how new swears are invented. I've never done it.
I don't know.
All the swears I've invented are two words put together to make a stupider word.
Yeah.
Anyway, old podcast. We've been doing this a while. We're trying to zhuzh it up. So email us, loljkpodcast@gmail.com. Give us some topics for the bucket. Follow up on topics that we've gone through this episode, like the grapefruits. Have you fucked a different kind of fruit? Let us know.
Yeah.
No pictures. You could send...
Say the fruit, and that's it. We'll leave us to figure out the rest.
Just give us a fruit.
Just give us a fruit.
The reviews, we will gladly read on the air. Just
happily.
Send them to me. I will check iTunes regularly, but I don't think anyone uses that. So if you have another place that you review podcasts, please do so. Get in our Discord. You can participate in the show by doing the topic tip line, the previous episode discussion, as well as all of us. All four of us have sort of recommitted to getting back in the Discord and being in there more often. And this just to say, the way at least I interact with that type of stuff, even with our friend groups, is I don't hang on it, hang out at it, and talk for like back and forth for a while. I kind of swoop in
and make a comment and swoop out.
Yeah, like I just try not to sit at social media type things.
Yeah, same. That's why we're doing this, because we're not good at doing those things.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we kind of had to all collectively be like, we'll get back in there, I promise. So, you know, get on the Discord. That's I think the cheapest tier will get you in like automatically to the Discord Patreon Discord. Anything else we need to go through this episode? I think that's it. I mean, Kyle's going to learn about all the new things going on in this show.
I mean, it was a tight loosey-goosey.
I think Kyle's going to want to do another additional sponsor board segment. I just had that one in there that shouldn't have been in there. You know, hopefully the visual, you just can scrub past that. You don't look at it too sharp or whatever. But you can find that at loljokpodcast.com if you want to watch the show.
Yeah,
but, you know, don't watch that slide.
You could just cut it out.
Ah.
It's a lot of work. I
don't cut a lot.
I know.
That's why the existential thing is old podcasts.
Yeah. I've been doing this a minute. I think at a certain point in the show's history, I may have cut stuff out.
You definitely cut
stuff. I mean, there's been stuff when we request it.
Yeah. But
like when we talk, especially today when we talked about the pit going to space.
Yeah.
Space pit.
Yeah, I can't give that away.
Yeah.
But yeah, this show is very much we cut the slates off and then we air what we have.
Yeah.
And the slate is available on our Patreon as pre-rolls.
It's not actually gone. It's still there to watch.
It's all there if you want it. Yep. I played Amazing Grace on the Automaton. That's supposed to get
none of us are, we're not, none of us can run for political office, so it was fine.
Yeah. No. I did think about that. I was like, could I get away with that?
No.
I would like to see people like legit try to drum up like anger about this show. I'm like, yeah, but I was like 20 and I was like really hammered. You can't be mad.
You weren't 20.
We were 20 something.
No, we weren't.
We started
25.
We started.
Okay. Yeah. And that's not 20.
Well,
25.
No, when did we start?
Probably.
It started when I moved out here. So 12, 13.
We were 12.
No, 2012. We were 12. We were 13 year olds, barely teenagers, on the brink of teenagers.
We had our whole lives ahead of us, basically. Yeah.
The road was paved for us.
And now it's not.
A golden sun shone upon our faces.
Turns out it was all piss.
Turns out.
just hadn't reached us yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining the Patreon for free or otherwise. We will see you on another episode of Enjoy Rhinish.
I'm Kim.
I'm Brian.
Goodbye. Yeah, that's
awesome. Got it. Yeah.